So let's have a recap.
Let's have a chat.
Yesterday, you did put me on the spot. You made me very accountable because you basically made me say on air that I'm going to join the gym. Well, guess what, mate? I did it.
You did it? Okay, excellent.
True to my word.
I'm here to support you. Everyone needs a good support person.
Look, I've been a member of a gym before. I've just been, like I said, I was doing it. As I worded it yesterday, I was having a tough trot. All that means is...
you just had excuses.
Well, I've had appointments and meetings at the pubs in Maroopna, at the pubs...
You haven't had a legitimate reason not to join the gym.
I won't lie. I put my hand up. I've been lazy. But guess what? It's a good time to get active and get fit. You're on a bit of a health kick at the moment as well, both eating well. You always eat well, but you've joined up a facility in town as well. So well done to you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I went yesterday, joined up the gym, did the typical negotiating back and forth, and why am I paying this fee, and why...
Shawnee loves a saving.
I love that. I love a saving, but I also... Because I used to work in that industry as well back in the day. Mm. So I understand how gym memberships work, that type of thing.
Right.
Sold 4,500 gym memberships back in the day, if I can say so myself. But anyway, let's not go there, Billy. But joined the gym, had my first workout, and that is why I'm walking like an 80-year-old man here today. I'm a little bit sore, and guess what? The second day after is when it gets worse. So, yeah, mate, I'm basically... Arnold Schwarzenegger, mate. I'm basically Arnie, and I got the pump last night. Have you ever heard the clip of Arnie getting the pump?
No, I haven't.
Can I play it for you?
Please.
Here he is.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in a gym, is the pump. Let's say you train your biceps. Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump. Your muscles get a really tight feeling, like your skin is going to explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up, and it feels different. It feels fantastic. It's as satisfying to me as having sex with a woman.
That's fitting. That is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that is exactly what he said. He gets more, as big a thrill as getting the pump, which is when the your biceps get full of blood, as hanging out with a lady in the sack, we'll say.
Right, okay. There well, you know, Arnie well, he, Arnie was pretty ripped,
so... He was the biggest. He won Olympia. He was, do you know, some interesting things about Arnie, right? When he was 18 years of age, he wrote down his goals in life. He's very driven, right? Yeah. His goals, when he was, I think he was 18, 19, he was very young anyway, he wanted to become the best bodybuilder in the world, which means you win a thing called Mr. Olympia.
Right.
Okay? He said he wanted to be a Hollywood actor. This is fair dinks. He wanted to be a Hollywood actor, and he wanted to be a governor.
That's three from three, isn't it?
Three from three.
For Arnie?
How driven is that?
Very driven. I mean, I think that if you're... I mean, guys like that that are so dedicated to working out in the gym, they pretty much accomplish anything because they can push through any amount of pain or obstacle or whatever. So, obviously, this is great for you because you'll be able to... You'll be governor of Victoria.
Mate,
or?
Well, once governor of Victoria... Mate, the governor of Maroopna.
Governor of Maroopna.
The unofficial mayor, maybe.
Would your offices be at the Maroopna...
No, my offices would be at home. I've got a home office. That's why I claim everything. Hope the ATO aren't listening right now. We are talking about this 12-year-old girl. There's been some pretty harsh comments about her. What she's done is she's in school eating strawberries. 12-year-old girl in school eating strawberries, doing what 12-year-old girls and boys do, maybe making jokes and making gags. I think she put a needle in her strawberry to make a joke in front of her friends. One of the friends went to the teacher. Teacher called the cops. It's gone viral around Australia, around the world. Talk that she should go to a detention centre. There's all these different... what else is there? There's talk that she should go and work on a strawberry farm for 12 months so she can see what the farmers are going through. I mean, I think it's very, very harsh. Let's go to Elmore. Craig, what do you think?
Oh, mate, I just think there's a huge difference between, the kid mucking around at school... You know, we've just become just knee-jerk reaction now. Like I've heard Mick Malloy on Triple M, having a giggle about the strawberry. That's a world apart from the actual bozos doing this thing to the strawberries and their fruit, you know?
This girl doing it, putting it in a strawberry for probably 1 second as a joke, I'm on your side here, by the way, is there's nothing wrong. Look, it was a joke. Okay, she'll get lectured on it. She'll get told off by her parents. End of story. That's it. That, you can't compare what she did to what people are doing, whether it's in the factories or on the farms, can you?
Exactly right. She's just been crucified, for something that's very, very serious. But, yeah, just what she did is a world away from what we really need to tackle. I know at school, like you said, what we were doing as 12-year-olds was probably even worse, but we were certainly pinching cigarettes and making our own tattoos, mate, you know? This is what, should we all get locked up for what we were doing when we were kids, you know?
Oh, could you imagine what this 12-year-old's going through now, knowing that her face is splashed all over the media, around the world as well? I mean, come on. She was having a joke with her... with her classmates to get a laugh. She wasn't planning a needle to hurt someone.
Yeah, spot on, man.
Craig from Elmore, appreciate your thoughts. On the line right now, an old schoolmate of mine, actually. An old schoolmate of mine. I know he used to look up at me big time way back in the day, but he's also the creator of the original podcast for the Melbourne Football Club. It's called The D's Podcast. It's been around for a couple of years. Good morning, Paul Bonadio.
Good morning, Sean Cohen, mate. What a pleasure to speak to you, to hear your voice. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, was I right in what I said? I've been, you know, you used to look up at me in school and think, geez, he's a really nice guy, but he's actually hilarious. Is that the type of thing you used to think of?
I think more handsome as well has a lot to do with it, too. And, like, you go, we saw each other at a wedding a few months back, and you're the sort of guy that you go to and say, yeah, things are going to go down tonight. There's going to be a bit of fun that's happening. So
it's fair to say. Yeah, I did rule that wedding, actually. I ruled the dance floor. I had last-minute MC duties. Pretty sure I threw in a few jokes in there that brought the house down. Actually, mate, let's start with that. Before we get to the D's podcast, you're a wedding celebrant, but on your website, and you describe yourself as a stand-up celebrant. Now, for those that are driving right now in their cars, they're thinking, oh, of course the celebrant's going to stand up. They're not going to sit down. But what do you mean by a stand-up celebrant? What is it?
Well, so, Shawnee, I did stand-up comedy for a couple of years, and it was a wonderful thing. It was good fun, but a lot of pressure, and sort of just blended into doing a lot of weddings and emceeing and then sort of becoming a celebrant. So a lot of the ceremonies I do are infused with humour and a bit more fun, a bit more less traditional than what weddings are used to be. So it's just a lot of fun. It's my full-time job now. It's a great thing.
I got to say, when I saw you perform, you're not an actor, are you? I saw you do your thing that day at Dean and Lauren's wedding, and you do put a lot of humour into it. It's very laid back. I'm guessing that's what people love about it. But you can also dress up. Almost sounds kinky. You've got different outfits that you can wear as well. How does that work? What is it?
Yeah, so it's called Pimp My Celebrant. So if there's something specific you...
Pimp My Celebrant, right, aren't you?
Yeah, if something specific you want me to wear for the ceremony, I'm more than happy to do that. There's a few joke outfits on the website, one called Bogan Classique. I thought it was a joke, Shawnee, and people are picking it to wear at their wedding. It's a crazy thing.
I'm guessing if you had to do a wedding on prelim or grand final weekend, those costumes are out the window because you're going to be wearing a Melbourne jumper up there?
Yeah, there'll at least be an earpiece in one ear listening to the game and doing the wedding on the other side. So,
you're Mad D's, mate. You're Mad D's, and you've got the podcast. It's doing very well. I've heard a few episodes. It's been around for a while. It's called The D's Podcast. How did that come about? Like, I'm guessing you and your sidekick, your Mad D supporters, you're both confident in front of the mic, and you took it from there?
Yeah, well, another stand-up comedian I used to work with, a good man called Sam Lavery, who's my podcast co-host, which sort of just came up with the idea a few years back. Wanted to do something. We always chat about the D's and didn't think 4 years later we'd still be doing it and interviewing guys like Gorney and Nita and all these legends that we grew up with. It's been a really wonderful thing.
How are you feeling right now in terms of your stress levels? How nervous are you for this week's game, or are you confident? Did you love the fact that Melbourne opened up their training session to everyone yesterday?
I think it's a beautiful thing because I think we're opening our doors. We haven't really been in this situation before, so we're just getting everybody and everything involved. Shawnee, I go in waves. I'm confident at times, and then at times I'm very nervous. It's a big trip over to the West, as you know. It's going to be a tough one.
But you've done it before.
Yeah, we've done it 2 years in a row. But, yeah, I mean, I should be confident the way we've been playing the past couple of weeks, and we've beaten the Eagles a few times before. You know, we could be favourites. I'm excited about what happens either way.
I think you're playing it down. I think you actually are confident, but you're just being super nice about this. All right, let's fast forward a week. Let's say you win this weekend. Can you get to the big game? Are you a member? Do you know some contacts? And how much are you willing to fork out for a ticket? It's been a long time.
Oh, Shawnee, let me tell you, there are a lot of money that I'll put on the line, and there will be unlawful, illegal things. If I have to do them, I'll do them to get that ticket. I'll come back on your show. I'll spruik it to everybody.
What do you mean? What are you saying? You might buy, like, a scalp? Are you going to scalp? And don't worry, mate. No one's going to hear this. Is that what you're willing to do? Or are you buying a corporate ticket off someone? What are you doing?
Oh, anything and everything, Shawnee, to get the hands on the tickets. They're going to be just absolutely priceless, and everybody's going to be going for them. So just going to go that extra effort sometimes, Shawnee. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll think of it on the spot when it happens.
All right, if you did beat the Eagles, who would you rather meet the week after, Richmond or Collingwood? I'm guessing it's Collingwood.
I guess in the Pies, but I think we suit up pretty well against the Tigers as well. We played them throughout the year, didn't do too well, but I think we've got the midfield to match them and the forward line to match them as well. So anything can happen.
All righty. We've got to get to our news here, Paul. Any Sean Cullen memories just before we go from school that come back, or you got nothing?
Just like looking at the poster on my wall of you up here, it just brings it all back. It's a wonderful thing.
Hey, just quickly, how do people find the D's podcast?
Just go to dspodcast.com. You could subscribe on iTunes, on SoundCloud, or listen from the website itself.
Paul Bonadio, it's been an absolute pleasure here on Triple M. Thanks for the chat, mate, and go the D's.
Go the D's. Love you, Shawnee.
A couple of buddies of mine are on a huge road trip right now, avoiding ridiculous airfares. What are they doing? They're going to see the D's and the Eagles in the prelim final over there. Some airfares are up around $3,500, $4,000. Can you believe it? For some people in Melbourne, it's cheaper to fly to Sydney and Brisbane, then across to Perth, back through Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney, and down to Melbourne. What's another option? Buy a car that they've described as a S-Box, Scheisenhausen. It's no good at all. Hummers is on the... He's on the road right now. How you tracking?
Johnny, I tell you what, mate. At the time, it was a great idea. Just starting to have a few little regrets filtering through now, though.
It seems like you're on about day three, and you're only at Port Augusta. Have you guys realised that it's actually a four-day drive?
No, correct. Well, we're just starting to realise that. We had all these high hopes to play the Nullarbor Golf, and we wanted to stop in Tejuna for a nice lobster lunch, but time's getting away from us very, very quickly. So we only covered about 3 hours on our first day because we had some car troubles. So today, we're hoping to really put some K's down today.
Now, when I think of two blokes on a road trip, I just think of a classic scene from Dumb and Dumber.
So we backtracked a tad! A tad, Lloyd! You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction. Now we don't have enough money to get to Aspen. We don't have enough money to get home. We don't have enough money to eat. We don't have enough money to sleep.
Similar scenes, Hummers?
Well, it's getting like that, especially when we only made it to Horsham on day one. We were hoping to go all the way to Adelaide, but we had to stop in Horsham because of car trouble. So it's getting like that. And especially once once they're trying to find these golf courses in Tejuna and stuff, I reckon it might be a very similar event.
Something that's happened to me in the past is you book a hotel room and then you get there and discover that you've booked a double instead of a twin single of you and your old mate being hooking up.
Yeah, well, we've got a rule where each night the one person gets the double and then the next night they get the single. Now, that backfired tremendously for me last night because Paddy, he got the big double, and I got what was could be described as sort of like a canvas sort of stretcher that you would have seen in the Vietnam days.
I think we've lost Hummers there. I've obviously driving the Nullarbor. The phone does cut in and out of reception. By the way, if you ever get the chance to do it, I did it probably 3-4 years ago. Lived in WA, bought a car over there. I wanted to bring it back. You can throw it on a truck and they'll bring it across for you. Nah, did the Nullarbor with the old man. I highly, highly recommend it. One thing that surprised me actually about driving the Nullarbor is how smooth the roads are, how well made the roads are. Not here in Victoria. Once you get past, those guys are Port Augusta and you actually start hitting the big, long, straight part, smooth as anything. You can fly. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You can drive along absolutely nicely. It's great. And that golf course that Hummer's referred to there, it's actually the world's longest golf course. If you've got time, you can play it. There's a whole, the golf course, picture it, right along the Nullarbor, takes you all the way across to WA. It's brilliant. If you want to follow their story, you can actually. They work for Sportsbet. You can check Sportsbet on Instagram if you want to check them out. Otherwise, just search for Richie Hummers. You can find him on Instagram as well. We'll check him with those boys. Might see how they're doing this time tomorrow. They need to get a little bit of a wriggle on. So they do. They're only in Port Augusta now. It's today, Thursday. The game is Saturday at 1:20 Perth time. They are really, really struggling. We'll check in with those guys a little bit later on.